Muncie Mayor Dan Ridenour had to miss Monday night's council meeting for a family health emergency. But City Controller Craig Wright says Ridenour's office used a law in the Indiana Code to begin giving all full-time city workers, except for elected officials, a 10% raise.
The mayor brought it to us and said, hey, let's go ahead and do this and make it May 1st. And as far as getting a salary ordinance together, it was too late for as far as getting it introduced for May, so that's why it's in June.
Ridenour did that without first asking the city council to change a yearly ordinance setting maximum salaries. Councilmember Nora Powell says that goes against city law, even though she supports the raise.
My objection to what happened in regards to the raise has nothing to do with the fact that you haven't earned the raise. It's that the city is not complying with city ordinance and they're spending money that they haven't been approved to spend.
The issue is complicated by an outstanding contract negotiation with a local chapter of the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees. The raise mirrors what police officers and firefighters received during contract negotiations last year. But AFSCME local president Nate Burgess told council members the 10% raise proposal also came with what he called other consequences that the union did not approve. On advice of their lawyer, city council members voted to introduce the salary ordinance ahead of a scheduled AFSCME negotiation meeting later this month, so updates can be discussed at the council's July meeting. In Muncie, Stephanie Weekman, IPR News.